Thank you, Olympics. Took me by surprise there. They've totally got the timing on this song so wrong, so incredibly wrong. Anyway, the Olympics, yeah, one more time. Holy golly. Now, if you guess that that's exactly like Peanut Butter and they just switched the lyric out, you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Yeah, holy golly. I don't know what's going on in that song. There's something else playing in there. Let's see. It says, did I get this right? Let's see what's going on here. There's part one and part two. I think part one is sufficient, don't you? We got enough of the holly gully. You're on the Edge of Alternative Bump Music Friday. Theron here. I want to go back into these why Joe Biden had such a poor performance. Just beyond the pale. In fact, right now, there are people that are saying if Joe Biden doesn't get out of the race, they're not going to give any money to the Democrat Party. And that's scaring the hell out of them. Now, they're thinking Obama's got to get involved here because they say he'll make the call. It's not going to be Mike. It ain't going to be Michelle. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Very interesting, though, eh? Democrat convention. Biden's being defiant. He's saying he's not dropping out. But that's not Biden talking. That's Jill talking. Dr. Jill. I go back to the number fourth reason why he had such a very bad performance at the debate. He didn't know. They told him told him there was a debate until a mere 6 months back. He had no idea that he should be prepped for it. He had a debate conviction felon. That's why he debated a convicted felon rather. Oh, number six. Here's the number one reason why: climate change, total climate change. Number seven, Mercury was in retrograde, thus throwing off his aura. Well, I noticed that as soon as he came out. I mean, I thought, my God, this cat's aura is all screwed up. Mid-stage dementia. That's a good reason. That's a really good reason. Now, speaking of auras, way back when, I had this girlfriend, and she decided she wanted to go get a psychic reading, which I think is BS, but she was going to go to somebody who would be able to tell her some kind of... We were living together in Plymouth, and this was in... we had to go into Northfield, some lady's house. And we drove in, and we get there. And this is no lie. I'm looking at this as this is just... So when we get in, the lady says, am I doing both of you? I said, no, I'm not interested. And she looked at me. She just went off on a tangent about my aura. Your aura is incredible. And I think this chick's milking it, man. But anyway, she's... She said I had one of the most unique auras she's ever seen. Now, she wasn't trying to pick me up. She said, you have a green aura, and it's somewhat separated from your body, and you're encased in it. And I thought, fabulous. Thank you so much. I ain't paying you for that. So she did my girlfriend. I don't know what came up with, but anyway. I don't buy into that psycho mumbo jumbo. No, I think much of it's very cult-like, wouldn't you say? Yeah. You get people in the Democrat Party that are cult-like. That is a cult. It's don't call it cult. In fact, I just posted a really cool cartoon that sums it up. Totally sums it up. Let's see if I can find it here. Nah, I don't want to get off the page I'm on right now. But it says it's about the headlines. You know, if you're listening to the news headlines and you're buying them after the news told you that they were lying to you. And they did. They came out and said it in so many words. And you're still buying it. You're in a cult. Boy, are you ever. Now, I'm looking at a page here. This is called The 60s and Early 70s Detroit Rock Scene. And it's got, they're looking at the Scott Richard Case. I thought that was a pretty good band in its day. They were pretty good. They played the Granny Ballroom. The main driving force that made that band good was Scott, whatever his name was. And I didn't know this. They busted up out of two different bands. Let's see, what was it? It was... The Chosen Few, yeah, and The Fugitives. So I guess iterations of that band formed Scott Richard Case. Detroit has an amazing, amazing history of rock and roll. Really does. We have so many cool bands that nobody's ever heard of. You had to be around here to hear them. They're in all the clubs. One of which was Rusty Day and the Knights. Rusty Day and the Knights. Who? Yeah. They were outstanding. In fact, he had a guitar player in that band, that I didn't know any of those guys, but we'd go see him at a club. I think it was called Sir Arthur's or something. It was out there in Dearborn. And they had a guitar player out there that was right out of Motown. I mean, this cat could just play anything. He was one of those guys you'd walk in, it was hypnotic. And when I see a band like that, of course, I don't hit the clubs anymore, But when I used to see a band like that, I didn't leave until they were through. I had to hear every single note. A band I heard in San Diego was like that. I couldn't leave until I heard the last of every song they did. They're outstanding. I don't know that anybody's doing that anymore. Are they? I mean, not in any real sense. I think most bands now are kind of like, fragmented noise. That isn't because I'm old. No, I know what's cool. In fact, I'll prove it right now. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been a working man dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working long as my two hands are fit to use. I drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of this working man blues. I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard.
Come on, y'all, help me say it one more time.